right, so we're back again.
I'd have to be like...
What does Rush do? He does that sort of, right? And I'm using my knuckles on the table.
Rapping on the table.
Yeah, right. All right, Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that are people are talking about, have on their minds. We try to tap into that with stories at DougStephan.com. Some good news, a story about a Marine who is crediting some very, very, very good karma. He won almost $3 million in one of those online jackpots over the weekend.
Not online. Really? He was in Vegas.
He was in Vegas?
But he won the Progressive, which is crazy. You know, the number that floats around the top of the slot machine?
I don't understand. How does that explain how that works?
Well, you can win just a regular jackpot on a slot machine, but if you bet the maximum coins on some, they're Progressive slots, which means from all over Vegas, this money is being added into this big, huge jackpot. And he actually won that one.
I still don't understand. Does everybody else understand? Am I missing? What am I missing?
You guys know
here?
What the Progressive jackpot is, right?
Instead of playing a slot that gets the money just from that one casino.
One slot. Oh.
They have like a lottery.
They have a Progressive, that you get a chance to win at these slot machines.
Right.
So he actually won it. He won it at the Bellagio.
Really? So his name is Corporal Alexander Degenhart. He says, I have good luck. They asked me if I was sure I wanted to go through with all this because it's painful. But what's a little pain if it'll save somebody's life? Mm-hmm. This is, no, that's the other one. That's the other story. What's the matter with me? There's two stories here.
I'm lost.
Two good stories.
Right. And
that was the right one. You were reading the right one.
Okay.
He offered to do bone marrow, and people said, "Are you sure? You sure? You sure?"
He said, promised.
Yeah,
he attributes it to good karma, right, Jennifer?
Right.
Because I'm confused. The other story there that it's at DougStephan.com about the 18-year-old who's undergoing cancer treatment was trying to just kind of lighten up his life a little bit. So he sent a note to Taylor Swift to ask her to go to the prom with him because he's a senior in high school. His sister helped him by setting up a Facebook page, which drew 90,000 fans like that.
Wow.
And apparently Taylor Swift heard about it, and she said, no, I'm sorry, I can't go to your prom because I have to perform somewhere. But if you'd like, you can be my date for the American Country Music Awards.
Duh. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Sold.
So now,
going back to this Marine, though.
Yeah, right.
He won on a penny slot machine, which is so funny.
No.
He wanted a penny slot, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just killing an hour. He was going to kill $100. He said, I was just going to go play $100, see what happens, and he won.
Yeah.
Amazing. 10 minutes into playing, he won.
So he's, in the next couple of months, he's going to, after testing, donate his bone marrow. Apparently, he and a couple of his buddies from the Marines went to Las Vegas. He's stationed there, training at Nellis Air Force Base. He decided to kill a couple of hours before the return flight by playing penny slot. Isn't that neat?
Isn't that cool? And the funny thing is they asked him what he was going to do, because you don't get the whole amount of money. You get $100,000 a year for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he said he's helping his pregnant sister and his mother catch up on bills. But then he decided to go buy some clothes at a thrift store where I guess he buys all of his clothes. Isn't that funny?
I understand that.
Cool. I like that. I think that's a cool story.
Yeah. So who's the person who's the recipient? I didn't get that of the bone marrow transplant.
I don't know if it's. I don't know if they talk about it in the story. He had just agreed to do it.
Or is he just donating in general?
Yeah, you don't do that. You don't donate your bone marrow. No, and that's not like blood.
It has to be a match.
It's got to be a match. It's got to go to somebody.
They can't. Put
it has
it in
a limited
bank.
Life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like when Tony was having her bone marrow transplant. I couldn't give. I did give platelets. That would have helped somebody else in her name, because you need to have platelets as well as the bone marrow in order for the thing to come out right. But you don't, the bone marrow stuff is like, they take it out of your body, they harvest it, they put it away, save it till you have all the chemotherapy. Tony was in isolation for a month. They pretty much killed her. I thought she was going to die. And they bring her back to life. They shoot you up with all of your T cells, and then they give you bone marrow, and then That's, you know, then they renew your platelets because when you take out all the T cells, the bone marrow, which produces the white blood cells, it doesn't work. So you're sitting there vulnerable for the amount of time they take the T cells and the bone marrow out of your system. You can't produce white blood cells, and white blood cells are what fight infection. So if you don't have any white blood cells, you're not going to be able to fight infection. So as soon as they get that stuff back in your body, you got to have platelets that are red and white into your body to be able to, fight off whatever infections there could be at the hospital. That's ultimately what killed her. She got an infection from an operation, and it ultimately was the thing that was responsible for her dying. So, and you got to be very careful about that stuff. So that's the bone marrow side of it. But what a great story. What a great, great story. Kind of neat. Other good stuff at DougStephan.com today, other than the picture of the kid under the cow, which has created a stir and a half. Here's a story of a 71-year-old, Richie. New York? Okay. New York is his home, Roberta.
All right.
71-year-old man who, over the weekend, earned his fourth-degree black belt.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, good
now,
for him.
So what is that? You're somebody who's doing that, Richie. Help us
understand.
I'm working
towards my second degree right now.
All right. So what does it entail to get a black belt, and how significant is it that a 71-year-old...
A fourth degree is very significant.
He's been in this for 20 years, by the way.
You need to get to a fourth degree. Yeah, it takes about 3 years to get your first degree. 2 to 3 months between each belt color, going from white all the way up to black. Mm-hmm. So it takes about 3 years to get to that, and you have a form and a breaking board and sparring techniques and other techniques that you need to learn associated with each belt. Once you become a black belt after about 2.5 to 3 years, then you have to work towards your second degree. And for each degree, it takes that amount of years before you're allowed to test. So for your second degree, it's 2 years in between your first and your second. Third degree, it's 3 years in between your second and your third. Fourth degree, 4 years. So it takes 2, 3, and 4, so you got 9 years after becoming a black belt before you can even test for your fourth degree black belt.
He said that he did it for two reasons. One of them, he'd undergone triple bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He was in karate, then he got out because he had a heart attack, found out that his arteries were plugged up, so he had the surgery, and his doctor ordered him to, said, hey, you want to live? You better give up that karate because it'll mess up your system.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this karate?
Or
taekwondo?
Yeah, but black belt's a black belt. I mean, you have to go through the same kind of thing to get qualified, don't you?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. This is what I described was taekwondo.
But I mean, a black belt, the point is it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work and it's a lot of years. You can't test for in anything. You can't test for a belt a year after you get it.
So this guy, his name is James Wild, said, okay, I'll take a year off. So he did, and then he returned as soon as he could. He was moved by the fact that there was a 6-year-old, I think, or a 7-year-old who'd been, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, who'd been working on this, and he got a black belt. So this guy figures if the kid 7 years old can get a black belt, I'm 71, I can do it.
My son got his black belt at 7 years old.
Yeah, God bless him. All right, so there's that story.
It's great exercise.
All of that stuff is healthy. Yeah, good stuff at DougStephan.com. All of the Oscar results, we'll talk about that again with a different slant in a few minutes. If you'd like to shape up your finances, if you're preparing your tax return and haven't done it yet, wait. Hold on. Before you start your preparation, go to DougStephan.com and look at the TurboTax box. In that box, if you click on it, you'll find a way for you to win a brand new laptop computer that has on it the TurboTax Premier Preparation software that'll help you save money. You'll get the maximum refund because TurboTax gives you that step-by-step guidance that you need. Plus, you'll be able to be eligible for other runner-up prizes as well. Neat stuff at TurboTax, which you get to by going to DougStephan.com. This contest will be over a week from now, so if you want to enter, you better hop to it. Get all the official rules at DougStephan.com. No purchase necessary, and it is void where prohibited.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
January, February, March.
Fanbruary?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's Fanbruary, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. One word prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., U.K., Canada. Please back to know. Hence, 2912 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
Ah! All right, so Roberta, what else do you have from the Queen of Cheap Box today?
Well, we have this new website, Doug, called Vitacost.com. And, you know, it helps you with saving money on all the things that you need in your house. That better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, natural organic foods. You get these all at 50% off, Doug. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door free. So that's Vitacost.com. It takes the cost out of healthy living.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have birthdays to celebrate today, along with all the other celebrations. This is Monday, the 27th of February. Three more days will be Kaputsky here, Jennifer, on this month. This is the theme, as most of you recall, from Hill Street Blues, great television show that was on the air, I don't know, five, six, 7 years, wasn't it?
It was on a while, maybe longer.
Was it in the 80s? Was it 70s or 80s?
Yeah, it was early 80s.
Yeah. So anyway, Barbara Babcock, who played Grace...
That's a good name, isn't it? Barbara Babcock.
She was married to Stephen Bochco. She was married, and I'm amazed that she's 75 years old. I wouldn't have thought she was that old, but anyway, she is. So happy birthday to her. Also, Ralph Nader's birthday is today, Richie.
The green guy, big consumer advocate.
Happy birthday to him. He's 1934 to today, so that was to make him 78, right? Ralph Nader, 78, is that right? Yeah, 78 he is today.
It's sad to have an election without him on the ballot.
No, it isn't. Howard Hessman,
baby,
who is Johnny Fever. What a great show and a great role.
That was a great show.
Bring it back. Could you bring it back, though? If you try to bring back WKRP.
That's one of my ideas.
Oh, really?
Keep it on the DL.
No, why?
Because part of that whole era is gone. They don't do that in radio anymore.
Everything's voice tracked. But right. There are plenty of good stories.
Yeah, there are some good stories around. Anyway, Howard Hessman, born in the state 1940, so he's 72 today.
Wow.
Next on the list is guitarist Neil Sean. Guitarist for Journey, in fact.
Here it comes right now.
Him. Born in the state 1954, Richie, so he's 58 today.
And he's dating who, Jennifer?
What's her name?
Yeah, her.
Michelle Salahi.
Michelle Salahi, the one.
Oh,
who
he's
left
the one with her. The Washington,
the White House,
White House crasher.
And then she left her husband for Neil Sean.
Yeah.
And now she's in the new Journey video that's coming out.
Yeah.
Now he was guitarist for Carlos Santana before he went into Journey.
Yes.
I knew that.
Oh,
right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Jennifer.
Sorry, Peggy.
If nothing else, I'm fond of knowledge. Paul Humphries, the keyboardist with all kinds of different groups, including Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. You don't know that group. You don't remember the name of the group, but you know this song, right?
Absolutely.
If
yes.
You Leave, White Light, Messages, Souvenirs, Joan of Arc. He's quite an engineer, Richie. apparently.
Really?
Yeah, he does a lot of work on finishing, producing, and finishing off pop albums and stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So anyway, there's Humphrey's story. Born in the state in 1960, so today he celebrates his 52nd birthday. One of the Baldwins, Adam Baldwin.
Uh-huh. Nope.
No, he's not one of the Baldwins.
Not one of the Baldwins.
He's John Casey in Chuck. I'm thinking, I was thinking of Alec. No.
Alec Baldwin, Alec. No.
All right, this is that song. This is the theme from Chuck.
This is the theme from Chuck.
Oh, terrible. I don't
great
like
show.
That bumper either.
Great
yeah.
show.
All right.
I don't like that bumper either.
All right. Grant Show.
Oh, he was a hottie.
Jake on Melrose Place, Jennifer, huh?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. All right, happy birthday to him. Let's see here. Brad Vander Ark, bass player for the Verve Pipe.
Yeah, the Verve Pipe.
43 today. Hey. Ron, who is this? Rosanda Thomas.
Oh, yeah, TLC.
From TLC, yeah, 41 today.
T-Balls.
Chelsea Clinton's birthday. This date, 1980, so she's 32 today. Happy birthday to her and everybody else celebrating.
Hey.
Hey, who? Life, love, and death beneath the streets of Poland. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
So do we.
A Polish sewer inspector makes a surprising discovery beneath the city of Lwów. Two Jewish children hiding with their family from the Nazi Holocaust above. It's a scene from the new Oscar-nominated film In Darkness. The latest from two-time Oscar nominee, director Agnieszka Holland. I met up with director Holland here in Washington, D.C., in a brick-walled meeting room that echoed the setting of her film, The Dark, Bare Chambers of Lwów's Sewers. In Darkness, which runs for 2.5 hours, shows the dark side not only of the Nazi killers above ground, but also very human qualities, like pettiness and dishonesty, among the Jews themselves.
I tried to break this a little sentimental cliché which started to reign among the Holocaust movies, and to show the people in the whole complexity.
Yeah, I found it interesting that you chose to portray like pettiness among the people living in the sewer, and human qualities that often don't get attributed to people who are victims in movies.
It's a mistake. They've been not killing the faceless angel. They've been killing the normal people.
In Darkness is drawing comparisons to Steven Spielberg's classic Schindler's List. Both tell the stories of non-Jews who at first try to cash in on the plight of Jews under Nazi rule, then find themselves selflessly trying to save as many people as possible from death. In this case, a sewer worker and sometime burglar named Leopold Socha starts out charging the fugitive Jews money for his protection. But as he comes to know them, Leopold can't help but become their champion, and he ultimately risks his life to keep them alive.
I must tell you that when I see a movie and the clock ticks over past 2 hours, I always feel like that movie's got to earn every minute over 2 hours. And your film seemed to do that. It was, the length of the film is part of the experience of the film.
Right. I knew that it has to last to express what the situation was.
Yeah.
Anytime I tried to make it shorter, like cut 15 minutes, 10 minutes, it felt longer.
In Darkness, Poland's official entry in this year's Academy Awards is in theaters.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself, So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Monday, tomorrow will be Tuesday, the day after that will be Wednesday, and Thursday, the 1st of March. So we will be 1/6 of the way through this year already.
My 7-year-old son said to me yesterday, "Daddy, this year is going fast."
Yeah.
At 7, well. You didn't, I don't know that I realized.
Never thought about that. No.
It didn't start speeding up till my 20s.
Yeah.
Well, it's speeding up because the planet actually is moving faster on its axis, and everybody looks at me like I got two heads when I say that, but I'm telling you, the world is moving at a faster physically, and then the mental stuff, the emotional stuff, all the things that go with what our lives are like as we move through them, all that stuff is ratcheted up as well.
This year is a leap year, and this week is the leap week.
That is right.
And I heard a story yesterday that, you know, we have figured out Earth, that, you know, it moves a little too fast, and if we didn't adjust for that and have a leap year every 4 years, that January 1st would eventually be somewhere in June.
Yeah.
So we adjust it, and it keeps everything kind of on balance. Now they are starting to do the same thing for other planets in our solar system, just in case. They're trying to figure out a calendar
and
what the leap would be in case we start inhabiting those planets.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? That's, now, I have a question about leap year, actually.
Yes.
Why do we call this a leap year when actually the other three years are the leap years?
Right, exactly.
Because we're leaping.
We are leaping.
We leaped. We leapt.
There should
now
be
we're not
just
leaping.
Add a day year or something. I don't know.
But that's isn't it amazing
year.
At how this is finessed? That how perfect it is that you can just plop an extra day
and
they figured
and
it out.
Figured it out?
Before
I mean,
computers, they figured it out.
Right. Well, it figured out all kinds of things. The fact that the seconds and the minutes.
I mean, guys were looking
at
sundials
and the days and the months.
You can even play words with
and
friends.
The years and the decades and the millennia. All of these, you just keep the centuries. Everything is in tune and in time.
Doesn't it make you feel stupid?
You think this is all by accident?
I mean, you think about some guy sitting there like Socrates, hey man, look at the stars.
Yeah.
I think we're moving just a little too fast. 24 hours isn't enough. How do they figure
I
that out?
I shall call it leap year.
Yeah. Well, that gives us one more day of campaigning for these clowns.
And
this is kind of interesting. This week, this program airs on a lot of stations that, well, we have a variety of sort of station components. Some of the stations are music stations. There are many spoken word stations, and many of them are political stations that carry a right-wing bent and a left-wing bent. So I think it's interesting to note that all these four guys are all over radio stations in Michigan and Arizona today and tomorrow. I mean, everywhere. People are talking to Mitt Romney, who won't have a chance in you know what to ever talk to him when he's president. But right now, because he's running, he's on every little station in Arizona, every little station in Michigan. Apparently,
works there every
all day. Right.
The same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same. They are available now to anybody who will have them to talk about the race. It's absolutely, it's kind of. And then you see these big messages in the trades. We're talking to the presidents. Or we're talking to the candidates.
They used that picture for 20 years.
Right.
The one before they became
president. Exactly, right. Wait till after this week, you bubs, and see how much access you're going to get to whoever it is that wins. So anyway, that's a little bit of food for thought.
That's the way it works. I mean, we all grab who we can, when we can, and then it's gone.
Well, we decided here we weren't going to. I had some people from most of the campaign, especially the people at Ron Paul, they're very good at knowing what's on the radio. So the Ron Paul supporters know that I support Ron Paul. So they've tried to get to me and, well, why'd you have Ron Paul on it? And that's what got me to thinking whether or not this was the answer to have just a conversation with him. And then we decided, with actually the input from most of the program people at the radio stations that carry the program, that by a fairly hefty majority, I think, Richie, right? They just said, nah, you're doing what we want you to do. You don't have to do that. Everybody else on the station does it. We don't need it in the morning. So there it is. What we do need in the morning, however, because that's a lot of you hear this program at various times in the day. It's on the air, actually available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com. When you're not able to hear the whole thing on your radio station, you can download the hours that you don't get just by going to the listen box at DougStephan.com, right-hand side of the homepage. One thing, however, that I do not stay away from, even if I stay away from politics, the implication that some political stories have. And I will lead you into a little discussion, a treatise on war and regrets in a moment here on Good Day. It's 21 before the hour.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Love here and sit on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, Canada, excluding baggage and handle. Ends 2/29/12 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The poll at DougSteffen.com for your consideration asks you what your favorite part of last night's Oscar award show was, whether it was Billy Crystal, a host, the performance by Cirque du Soleil. I thought that was unusual. I don't know.
That was cool.
It was pretty
good. Yeah,
how
somebody
didn't break
show,
their back. Together. Yeah.
They're doing that show at the Kodak Theater all the time, and it features all the Cirque du Soleil stuff to classic movies.
Oh, so that was why it was easy for them. They had all the
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Ah, mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Also, the Sacha Baron Cohen, Ryan Seacrest. Pretty funny.
I know, hey, I shouldn't laugh because he's a jerk.
Yeah, Rishi, go ahead. Is that all of them that you have at the site?
Meryl Streep's acceptance speech and other star speeches, and I didn't watch it. Those are the choices.
The one thing I might add?
Yeah?
The JCPenney commercials with Ellen.
Very good.
Yeah, very good. Well done.
Clever.
Well done.
Back to Greco-Roman times.
Yeah. Well, there was all these different time periods that she went back to, but very, very funny. So.
Yeah, and she's happy to be a spokesperson for them because she will get more notoriety, and they will get more notoriety because she's a spokesperson.
JCPenney's hit something here. I mean, their attitude is really cool.
Well, they completely upgraded the store, and they don't have sales anymore. Everything's always low priced.
Yeah, always low price. Return anytime. No, you know, just shop.
Yep, good stuff.
And the stores look so good,
and
too.
Women,
I've been into two, and they're clean.
Women love it.
Yep.
Love it. Here's the Oscar story from 1941, again at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles, 13th Annual Academy Awards. Best Picture of 1940 went to Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farms.
Oh, really? I love them.
Yep. John Ford was named Best Director for The Grapes of Wrath. Best Actor was James Stewart for The Philadelphia Story. Best Actress was Ginger Rogers for her performance in Kitty Foyle. Best Supporting Actress went to Jane Darwell as the supporting cast member of The Grapes of Wrath. Walter Brennan got the Best Supporting Actor Award for his role in The Westerner. Interestingly enough, Walter Brennan, who we remember as Grandpappy Amos and the Girls and the Boys of the television show The Real McCoys, won 3 Oscars in his time. He won first for Come and Get It in 1936, won again in Kentucky in 1938, and won 3 times as Best Supporting Actor. The only actor who's ever done that. There's a little bit of trivia for you. Walter Brennan. Walked with a limp. It was in every Western you could possibly imagine for 30-some-odd years, and he won the Oscar 3 times as a supporting actor. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Good stuff.
So, let me ask you this quickie then.
Sure, Richie.
I saw something just fly by on Facebook a little bit ago by a friend of mine on Facebook who was black and said Octavia Spencer is the second black woman to win an Oscar for playing the role of a maid.
Uh-huh.
That's true. You know who the first was?
I don't remember.
That's not the point, though.
You don't know who the first was? It was Hattie McDaniel. She was the first African-American that won ever.
But
the
point
is, the first ever allowed to attend the Oscars.
It sort of goes along with Chris Rock's comment about black voices only play donkeys and zebras.
And zebras, yeah.
Right.
It is. Am I right? I'm not going to read too much into it, but I'm guessing it was taken a.
And as funny as that was, it was a very ironic statement because he's right. I mean, he's absolutely.
Oh, I mean, that was what this.
Think about it.
That's what this Facebook post is as well, Richie. Why don't you send it over, repurpose it, my favorite new word, to DougStefan.com, and let's see what people, let's get some reaction to it at DougStefan.com, or at Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right. So,
do you know what else I read real quick?
Yeah.
That all the best actresses, I guess they have a 45% higher rate of getting divorced than the average person.
Really? Really?
If you win a Best Actress Academy Award.
Yeah, you're in a new market now.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. Especially if your husband's in the way.
See you later, loser.
Yeah.
Oscar and I are leaving you.
All right. Here's something. I was talking about the movies that I saw over the weekend. And of the movies that I saw, Journey 2, Rampart, This Means War, Wanderlust, and Act of Valor, the one that had the most impact on me was Act of Valor. Pretty violent, but tells an important story and does it well. And it's even more interesting when you realize that all of the six men who played the role of the SEALs were all actually SEALs. They weren't actors, except for the guy that gets killed on the grenade. He obviously was an actor because the guy that got killed on the grenade got killed on the grenade. Anyway, I think about the people who are serving our country, and I thought about the last week or so when we spent all this time on Whitney Houston, the news media stuffing her down our throats, the networks talking about her and all of her substance abuse problems, and on about Bobby Brown, and the fact that she was a drug addict and an alcoholic, that's it. I went to the newsstand yesterday looking at all these magazine articles about Whitney Houston.
Did you see the Inquirer with her dead photo on it?
I'm disgusted by it, Jennifer.
Yeah,
and all the time it's given to Lindsay Lohan, and she's getting out of her thing.
She's going to be on SNL next week.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Help me out, Charlie Sheen and his promiscuity and foolishness, all the addicts.
Why do we like train wrecks so much?
And then if I go through this list of a dozen men, or I don't know, there's probably 10, Justin Allen, Brett Lindley, Matthew Weichert, Justice Bartlett, Dave Santos, Jesse Reed, Matthew Johnson, Zachary Fisher, Brandon King, Christopher Gecki, Sheldon Tate. You don't know who those people are, do you? Don't know.
Yes, they're passed away soldiers.
They were all Marines.
Marines.
Who have died in Afghanistan in that hellhole over there in the last month.
Mm.
No media attention for them. Not even a mention of their names. The news media is pathetic, and what they consider to be worthy news. This is my opinion. Young men who most likely came from rural America, trying to find a way to better themselves in some way. This is so sad. So I guess my own way of honoring them, they're all in their 20s, all these men. So I mention their names as food for thought. I don't give a damn about Whitney Houston or any of these other people. I do care about the guys that died in service to our country, though, and I think it's just sad. It's 49 past the hour.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try a new chapstick lip shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStefan.com.
how would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Winners and losers. You had some last night. You'll have more of them tomorrow. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. When we refer to last night, we are referring to something nearly all of us watched. As always, it was quite a show. We're talking, of course, about the NBA All-Star Game, won by the West, led by Kobe. No? No. Billy, hit it!
It's a wonderful night for
incomparable Billy Crystal hosting for the ninth time, and we'll have more about the Oscars later. But when it comes to winners on the political side of things, we have two more contests set for tomorrow. Republican presidential primaries in Arizona and Michigan. Four candidates on the ballot. Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Congressman Ron Paul. But it does seem to be a two-horse race, at least for now, between Romney and Santorum. On NBC's Meet the Press, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer made this announcement yesterday.
And I have looked over all the wonderful people that have put themselves up for nomination, and I have decided that I'm going to publicly endorse Mitt Romney.
The latest poll showing Romney leading in Arizona, while in Michigan it's a much tighter race, with Romney pulling ahead slightly in the latest polls in his home state. Elsewhere, President Obama is polling higher. A new Politico George Washington University battleground poll shows the president's approval rating is now at 53%, and he's leading Mitt Romney by 10 points and Rick Santorum by 11. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Dandy Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort, voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smugs.com today. It was an impressive President's Day weekend with ski resorts riding on fresh powder, like in northern Vermont at Jay Peak, where we found Jan.
In 3 days, Jay Peak, waist deep in the trees. We were there for the first turns of the chair. Sick, epic, awesome. I mean, this doesn't over-describe my day, but merely perfectly describes my day. The face was open, love and winter, up at Jay. I'm Jan.
Nearby at Smuggler's Notch, well over a foot and 50 inches in the last 4 to 5 days at Smuggs. They ride all 78 runs. Killington, also in Vermont, with over 60 miles. They piled on a foot and a half of fresh powder. Big Boulder into the Poconos. They ride 15 trails and 3 miles of terrain. In the west, Copper Mountain in Colorado, riding on 4 inches of new snow. They have over 2,000 acres. Win a 3-day, 3-night ski vacation at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, a mixed day for the market. The Dow fell 2 points, closing the week at 12,983. S&P up 2, NASDAQ gaining 7 points. Crude oil at a 9-month high, up more than 6% last week to $109.77. AAA telling us the average price for a gallon of regular as of today, $3.70. Ouch. There's a recall in the news. In this case, it's tires. Goodyear recalling 41,000 tires due to concerns they could tear apart. Wrangler Silent Armor tires produced in 2009 are being recalled. Owners will be notified by Goodyear by March 22nd. The tires still in use will be replaced free of charge. Here are some sounds that normally would have been heard yesterday. The sounds of NASCAR, specifically Daytona. The Daytona 500 has been postponed for the first time in the history of the race. It had rained much of yesterday, and crews tried to dry the track in an effort to get the race going, but it was a no-go. The plan now is to hold the race today in Daytona, Florida, weather permitting. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Target secure.
Act of Valor, starring a group of active-duty U.S. Navy SEALs, number one in theaters with $24.7 million. And finally, the 84th Annual Academy Awards, hosting for the 9th time and in rare form, Billy Crystal.
So tonight, enjoy yourselves, because nothing can take the sting out of the world's economic problems like watching millionaires present each other with golden statues.
And away we went. There were some things we'll be talking about today, including that all-too-revealing dress worn by Jennifer Lopez and that head-scratching performance by Cirque du Soleil, which probably looked a lot better in person than it did on the tube. Here's how Billy referred to it.
Now it's a party. We got puppets, acrobats. We're a pony away from being a bar mitzvah. Isn't this amazing?
And now, in case you missed it, the biggest awards of the night and acceptance speech clips in rapid-fire fashion.
And the Oscar goes to Jean Dujardin, the artist.
Thank you. I love your country. And the Oscar goes to Meryl Streep, the Iron Lady.
When they called my name, I had this feeling I could hear half of America going, oh, no. Oh, come on, why? But whatever.
And the Oscar goes to the artist.
And that's all you need. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.